Deep in the caverns of Poctopia, at a handmade desk in a creaking wooden chair, Wilbur sat, completely still, watching as the flickering candle before him danced, casting moving shadows across the stone walls. The only thing that moved was his chest, rising and falling with every short, intentional breath. It seemed he had to force it now. Maybe his body just didn't feel a need to draw in the air anymore. He blinked. Maybe that was intentional too. Maybe his eyes felt better dry and soulless and sleepless. His mind was the thing that moved most of all. Perhaps he was turning things over in his head for the 100th time, covering every scenario, good and bad, of what would come when the sun began to rise tomorrow. Or maybe his mind was in the past, thinking about an election, an exile. Anything he could have done to change what happened. Maybe then he wouldn't be here now. Or perhaps he was just thinking about the candle.
You seem deep in thought.
A voice echoed around him and his idle body began to function again. On a normal occasion, his normal self would have probably flinched, laughed, made some sly remark to cover his blushing cheeks. But nothing about this was normal. Technoblade passed in his peripheral, sliding his calloused hands over the wooden desk.
It's not sanded,
Wilbur muttered, not bothering to shift his gaze to his brother, his ally. Okay, Techno said with a shrug, not moving his skin away from the rough wood. For some reason, this annoyed Wilbur, and he worked up enough annoyance thinking about it to drag his gaze away from the flickering flame. Techno's masked face was angled toward the desk. He breathed, not enough energy within him to raise his voice any higher than a mumble. But Techno didn't need any more energy, having just come from a spirited conversation with Tommy. The mask? He asked, with somehow less energy. Wilbur gave a slow nod, mind somewhere else again, eyes distant. Technoblade squared his shoulders, leaning against the cold stone wall. Wilbur watched as he, idly, most likely, rested his hand on the hilt of his sword at his hip.
So, the traitor,
he said, a slightly more inquisitive tone filling his voice. Technoblade took in a deep, steady breath. You think there is one?
That's what Dream said, isn't it?
Wilbur replied sharply, and Techno tilted his head slightly, harsh tones seemingly not penetrating his mask, and the fortress separating him from the rest of the world. Built-in armor, Phil used to call it.
Is Dream someone you trust to give you trustworthy information?
Wilbur shrugged.
Is anyone?
Techno took a long moment, an intentional silence. Then again, silence wasn't the same for him. The voices urged in their growing chants. Silence wasn't the same for Wilbur either, though his voices faded a long time ago, what felt like eons ago. Wilbur still listened to his mind in a different way. Some would argue a more dangerous way. Techno lowered his head, his voice dropping to a serious intensity, one that seemed to reach Wilbur's bones. So who do you think it is? Wilbur drew in a breath, squeezing in his stomach as he could almost taste the tension in the air.
I don't know,
he uttered quickly, sweat forming on his brow. Of course, as much as he calculated his facial expressions and carefully controlled his nervousness, Techno saw through him like glass. He always did. He always knew what Wilbur was thinking, even if he didn't know himself.
Why am I so nervous?
He thought, bringing his eyes to the scribbled words on the scattered pages over the desk.
My woman bug. My woman bug.
Maybe Wilbur was nervous to see his crazed writings, almost unreadable over the pages, torn and burnt in places. Or maybe Wilbur, the fallen leader of a fallen country, was nervous because he knew exactly who the traitor was. And maybe Technoblade knew too.